I guess if we kind of backtrack on Urban Meyer, you know, he's been very, very successful as a college football coach, basically wherever he's gone. But he's also had a trail of issues everywhere he's gone.
That's fair.
You know,
certainly.
I mean, you know, a little bit of problems here on the field, little problems off the field, whether it was at Florida, I guess where was it, Utah, he was there. And I'm probably missing a school or two, but he has sprinkled the infield everywhere. Let's put it that way. But, you know, he wins. And in this world of ours, in the world of sports, if you win, it seems that people tend to let things go more or let things slide. And Urban Meyer obviously was, when did this thing break? Was it just about 4 weeks ago?
Right around there, yeah, a couple weeks ago. Because I remember we actually had Brett McMurphy on our Saturday show as just random, you know, just getting ready for college football. And then I think that week, the following Monday or Tuesday, he released this giant story. So we had to have him on again the following Saturday. So this is not very long ago. This is pretty fresh.
And so they had the, I guess, the big so-called...
The reveal, the...
Well, the gathering and everybody getting together and taking them hours and hours to figure out what they're going to do with Urban Meyer. And then you have the press conference yesterday where they made the announcement of Urban Meyer three games.
By the way, did anybody look good at that announcement? Anybody involved?
No, and I don't know how you can. I mean, the one thing I think in society... we've seen this in a lot of things, is when you show true attrition, when you show true...
remorse.
Yeah. I mean, if, you know, it's...
Genuine remorse.
Yeah. Well, I'll take this to, you know, when the steroids and stuff, you know, in baseball. When the guys that were being claimed or accused of taking steroids basically came out and said, I was wrong. I thought it was going to help me. I'm sorry.
The Andy Pettits of the world.
Yeah, Andy Pettit, Giambi. There was a few other ones that were out there. They apologized. And guess what happened? They got to go back and play baseball and make money.
Yeah.
But the ones that just, no, not me, not me. Guess what? They're not in the Hall of Fame.
The ones pointing the fingers at other places.
It's not me, you know, and so on and so forth. So if you do, we're a forgiving society, but if you do tend to show true remorse, it helps. But when you act like Urban Meyer did, like he didn't give a freaking damn about anything.
I mean, it was as robotic as you will see a guy that is supposed to be, you know, a guy that can turn on the charm and the personality when need be. He did not feel the need here to woo or to recruit any of the audience there. I mean, he went out there, he read the prepared statement, there was no emotion, and he was moving on, ready to get this thing going, ready to get this behind him in 3 weeks. And, I mean, I've been on the side of, up to this point, I've been on the side of, I didn't think there was enough evidence that was presented to the public to 100% believe or, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt that Urban Meyer was aware of the severity of what was going on here. As more stuff came out here through the investigation, you know, you get kind of these threads, you get these little indicators that there were instances where he probably could have done more. Maybe he did the bare minimum in order to, by letter of the law, keep his job. But there were certainly instances where he probably could have gone out of his way a bit more and done something more potentially to help in this situation. But he looks terrible in this. Urban Meyer does. Zach Smith is, you know, fired. He's not going to get another major job like that. He's deserving of the most punishment here, of course. But the AD's not... Not innocent here in any way.
What another schmuck.
He looked terrible up there, too. I mean, maybe worse.
Yeah, I mean, nothing looked good up there. I was listening to Steve Dennis and Tim earlier talk about it. And, you know, Buckeye Nation had a lot of people pissed off because he never mentioned Courtney Smith. I mean, never mentioned her at all, you know, and showing, I mean, that to me was the thing that you would at least thought would have come up a little bit.
And we've actually, he was given the door, you know, the door was wide open for him to do this. He's got your cut over there in red, actually, where he was asked if he had a message for Courtney Smith.
What message do you have for Courtney Smith?
Well, I have a message for everyone involved in this. I'm sorry that we're in this situation. And I'm just sorry we're in this situation.
I mean,
wrong.
Whoa,
answer.
That was a.
I mean,
that could not have been a worse answer. You know, even if he wanted to keep it vague, that was not keeping it vague. That was completely deflecting to a nothing statement.
The three games, again, it's the slap on the wrist, and you know. Whether Urban Meyer, by some people's eyes, was 100% at fault, what did he do wrong? But when you know, and you know, and you know, and you don't, you know, you deflect, and you deflect, and you deflect, and you let it go, and you let it go, you are part of it. But if they want to make a statement, you have to make a statement here. And three games is not a set. Look, they're not going to fire Urban Meyer. He's not leaving Ohio State.
I didn't think there was any
chance.
There's
no way on earth they're firing him, but God almighty, you know, put his ass out for a year. The world's not going to come to an end. I mean, I think if I'm not mistaken, he had to take a year's break because he was having heart problems and was never going to coach again because his family was so important to him. Oh,
that lasted,
I forgot about that.
That lasted an offseason.
Yeah, that lasted a long time. So you know what? I mean, you can go rest and spend more time with your family and take your little suspension, but now it's three games, and I guess as soon as they finish playing TCU, and boy, do I hope TCU dusts them now. I mean, my goodness. But you know what surprised me is if Urban Meyer's wife, is it Shelly Meyers?
Believe so, yes.
Shelly Meyer. And correct me if I'm wrong here. She knew because obviously she was conversing with Courtney Smith quite often between the texts, right?
Yes.
And Courtney Smith said on TV in the interview that not only did Urban Meyer's wife know, all the other coaches' wives knew, correct? There was a lot of people knew what was going on.
And that's where the ambiguity starts, because I think that Zach Smith was telling Urban Meyer and was telling anybody else that was aware of this that these were all exaggerations and that this gets into hearsay, this gets into he said, she said. And I think that's ultimately where Urban Meyer messed up, where he believed a low-level employee whenever it was way too risky. It was way too potentially damaging what was going on. And, you know, there's all sorts of finer points to this where once this investigation happened, you have Urban Meyer reaching out, trying to figure out how to delete old text messages. You know, there's these reports according to the investigation, they're saying that Urban Meyer was taking medications that were causing him to lose his memory at certain points. There's just, it's almost like it's fake. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like there's too many weird loose ends that I don't really understand why they're, you know, if they did catch some of this stuff, if it does look like he lied, why did he only get three games? It's also, I've seen a lot of people saying it's clear cut. If he did something wrong, then he should be fired. And if he did nothing wrong, then he shouldn't be suspended at all. So, It seems like we got more questions out of the resolution than answers.
I just thought that if Courtney Smith, the woman that was obviously, it was being abused, went to Urban Meyer's wife and then apparently talked to other women, I just would have thought that the women would have been on each other's side. You know what I'm saying? If one woman's friend is getting abused, you would think they would bond together, and you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why it starts building into this doubt too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you would think that, oh my God, this is terrible. We cannot let this happen.
And
we
got
to go talk to
And her mom says that she was making it up.
It's mind-boggling.
And it's, you know, you also muddy it up a little to where that, you know, it's Zach Smith is the grandson of Urban's mentor, so clearly the families are very close. I think it's gotten to the point here to where really I think that Zach Smith is very guilty of doing some very bad things here, and I think that that family, who Urban Meyer certainly owes a lot to, I think that the family feels like they owe Urban Meyer a lot. I think they started to realize that Urban Meyer is going to get fired from this very prestigious job, a guy that's very close to our family, over something that, you know, that Zach Smith did, you know, that is his mess up, very clearly his mess up ultimately at the root of this. And that's why I think there's been kind of some damage control among the, you know, the mom saying that she doesn't believe the the wife. And it just is very complicated here, it seems like. And there's cover, you know, the whether it's the cover-up being more significant than the original story. Urban just showed a lot of really bad judgment here.
Yeah, he looked terrible. And I don't know how, you know, he changes his reputation now, because his reputation, not that it was pristine before.
Well,
the winning kept overriding all the crap he was doing previously.
I really do believe that a month from now, after that TCU game and after the return.
What's the first game they play?
They play Oregon State.
Home or away?
Home. And then they play Rutgers at home.
I was hoping it would be an away game, but you knew they wouldn't do that. Okay, Oregon.
Just real quick, the part that stuns me the most is this is a quote-unquote three-game suspension, but how it actually breaks down is he's barred from being with the team until after that Oregon State game. And then the weeks before the Rutgers and TCU game, he can coach them every bit of the way except during the game. So all but those 3 or 4 hours, he's with his team. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't, but you know what's going to happen? He's going to be hiding in the Brutus outfit. I'm telling you, Urban Meyer is going to sneak into the Brutus outfit.
A little paste-on mustache.
He's going to have that gigantic Brutus head, and he's going to be out there, and you're going to see Brutus on the sideline holding up these signs that he's never held up for play calling
before.
Or
if he's got a headset on, you're a little suspicious, possibly. I wouldn't rule anything out in this situation. It does seem like it's a fairly light... fairly light punishment here, but...
Oh, it's incredibly light. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and again, I don't think that you can just throw down the blanket statement either that he wins so he's not going down. You know, Rick Pitino has been taken down recently. Art Briles did a lot of winning down there in Baylor, and the scandal there was big enough for him to get taken down. You know, that's... if you're doing something wrong or you're covering something up, they're coming for you.
Is there anything that could ever be done again that would cause a death penalty for what happened to SMU? Is there anything that any school it's almost like it doesn't matter anymore.
I mean, I think Baylor had to have come close, right?
Hell yeah! I mean, my God, from their basketball to their football, they killed players.
Who would have objected, you know, if Baylor had been handed down the death penalty at some point?
Oh, man.
No. Who would say no to that? Besides Baylor fans. Besides Baylor people.
That's very true.